Hey, peace and blessings, everyone. You're now locked in with the baddest chaplain on the globe, Chris B. First and foremost, I want to thank you so much for subscribing to us on YouTube, baddestchaplain.substack.com, Spotify, Apple, any and everywhere you get podcasts. Our guest today is Samuel Vini from Philly Vegan. Philly Vegan's a family-owned and operated business based out of Richmond, Virginia, and it offers freshly prepared plant-based cuisine. It's terrific. Samuel, welcome to the podcast. How are you, man?
Peace. I'm good. How you doing today?
Not too bad.
Good.
Absolutely, man. Well, I want to start off with your mission. You know, like you all talk about spreading love through food, creating unforgettable experiences that bring joy to others. You talk about just, you know, the intentionality that goes into every dish where you're thinking about the customer who's going to enjoy this food and you want them to have this sense of just enjoyment in eating the food. It almost reminds me of this movie, Chocolat, where the cook's emotions could inspire everyone to like tears or laughter, depending on how they felt.
But
I want to know what inspires your mission to not just say, oh, we're going to, you know, have a restaurant that's going to make a lot of money, but really understanding that the food is connected to love and the love is connected to community. What inspires that for you?
It's just who we are. Like when you know who you are, and you know what your purpose is, then it doesn't matter if it's food. It doesn't matter if we were selling cars. It doesn't matter if we were just out in the community. It's just going to be the same thing. It's just love is our mission and service is our mission. So like how it came to be, like all of our owners had nonprofits before we even had our own restaurant. Mm-hmm. And our nonprofit in 3 years fed over 10,000 people for free in the city. Wow. Yeah. So it's like... how, like you said, it's an intentional thing. So like our nonprofits also used to link with other nonprofits and do something called a sunset drum meditation where we all get together on a hill and meditate together. Right. But meditation, and this is my 18th year doing it since I started practicing it. So almost half my life. So meditation is something that we realize is very, very powerful. So when we make our food, we actually meditate. We meditate as we prepare the food and send love to it. And the intention that whoever eats it, it helps them to be the best version of themselves possible. So that's why it's called love infused vegan food, because we actually infuse this with love. So when people eat it, lots of times they're like, man, I just love it. I don't know what it is about it, because we just pour love into it.
I hear that. I know that was my first experience when I had it. Like when I moved to back to Richmond in 2021, and I was looking up different vegan spots in the city. And I think I saw y'all had like a billboard. I want to say off like 64 or something.
We did.
Yeah.
So you called one of our billboards. Yeah. When we first opened, we had six billboards go up within a 6 month period. So that was really special for us. Yeah, a lot of people didn't know who we are. So we did a billboard campaign with Lamar and had it out there all over the city. And that was really, that was something that we loved, just riding by and seeing the billboards. So I'm glad you caught that.
Oh, for sure. No, it inspired me to try the food. And exactly to your point, that sense of this food is great. It wasn't just, you know, for those who have, whether they just like, eat plant-based food once in a while, or they've made a full switch to being vegan, there's a full understanding that not all vegan food is made the same, right? So when you get food where you're just like, no, this tastes right, you know what I mean? Especially something that's beloved as cheesesteaks, y'all really got it, you know?
Yeah, and it's because, you know, everybody has their own lane. We realized that there was a niche in the industry where most people are trying to transition into something different.
Right.
But they've been eating traditional food for however long they've been living. And they just like, okay, well, I want to try something different, but I don't know where to go. And we didn't want them to take them so far left. So we decided to make some food that you're used to eating. It seems like the food you would eat, but to give people the opportunity to try something different and say, okay, well, this was different, so maybe I'll go over here. So it's interesting because some of our customers that have been with us since we were actually just vending, some of them are raw vegan now. They've transitioned all the way over to raw vegan. Yeah, all the way over. And then they come, you know, every now and then when they want to do like a cheat something like that. But, you know, we wanted to have that lane where we can bridge the gap between people who are vegan and then people who are not vegan. So now over 65% of our customers are not vegan.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
for sure. Talk to me a bit about this Pay What You Can program. For those who are listening and are unfamiliar, it's a program that Philly Vegan maintains where at least once a month, customers can pay what they're able to. Samuel, how have you seen this generosity impact customers and the community?
You're talking about almost 10,000 people fed at a free or reduced rate within an almost 3-year period.
Wow.
So the impact is phenomenal. You know, when you spread love and you genuinely do it with the understanding that whoever is supposed to receive this is going to receive this. When people come in, we're not judging you. We're not going to say, you know, you look like you can afford this. You know better than us your situation. Excuse me. We actually started this. We were in a shared space when COVID hit. And at that time, this was before we have our current location. COVID hit. We said, what can we do to help people? We had our business. We couldn't go out in the community like we had been doing because of the fact it was COVID and nobody was getting together. We said, why don't we just do what we already do, feed people for free?
Right.
So I don't know how many people we fed there when we were doing it at our shared space. But then when we got over here, you know, we just said, let's continue what we got going on. And we couldn't wait to give that to the community. We've had people come. Some stories that I remember, a family had drove all the way from like Virginia Beach. They didn't know. They just had enough money to get there with gas because they didn't know what they were going to eat. They spent their gas money to get there. It was a large family. I'm talking about like 10, a family of 10. And we fed them all. We had this one lady that came in with her family, and she said that her house had just burned down the previous day. And she said they didn't know. That she's like, it's just a hard time for them.
Right.
And they found out about pay what you can. And then they came in. And I mean, that's why we put the video out there so people can share it. And it, you know, with the hopes that it gets to the right people so that way they can get something. But it brings people together. You know, people come in and they support and they're like, okay, I want to give y'all a $20 tip so y'all can pay it forward. I've seen people come in and say, you know what, I'm about to go outside and buy this homeless man a meal, you know, and give that to them. Like, it just allows us to be a catalyst for that love to be spread. Like we can be right there in the middle helping people to see that if you just unite and you open your heart, then you know we can help each other. It's the money ain't nothing, man. There's enough money out here for everybody. Let's pour this love into each other because a lot of people are missing that and lacking that today. So let's give them more what they're missing and lacking.
Absolutely. That's beautifully said. You know, in the midst of this wonderful work, you all experienced a bit of a scary situation for the business, and it turned into a movement to help other businesses in similar circumstances with regard to the meals tax. I know that you all recently spoke to the Virginia General Assembly, where you were supporting a bill that would help other restaurants in similar situations.
Mm-hmm.
Now that this bill has passed, talk to me a bit about this journey of business advocacy, like where you were at the beginning when you got this notice from the city, all the way to where you are now. Like, your consciousness in terms of saying, like, you know, you do the advocacy for the community, but not advocating for fellow business owners.
It's still a process because, you know, they're still working on a lot of different things, but it was a situation where we just had to breathe a lot, you know, and to be able to know that something that the universe is using you to do something great. We have a philosophy that everything that's done to us is done for us.
Right.
And we had to truly lean on that throughout this whole process. And we said a year ago, we said, okay, while we were in the appeals process, we said, okay, they're making this extremely difficult, more harder than it has to be. So if they are, then that means that we are being challenged because something higher than us knows that we are able to accept this challenge. And what's going to happen is it's not only going to change us, but it's going to change our city for the better. We said, we literally had this conversation, myself and the other owners. We had this conversation that I'm speaking to you right now. We sat down and said, okay, look, what's going to happen is they're going to continue to make this harder and harder. Hopefully they don't. But if they do, then what's going to happen is we're going to put their information out. It's going to reach the right people and it's going to make a big change in our city. Our city needs a big change. There's something going on that's wrong here. So we have to right this wrong. And if it's going to be us, then let us be that because we are already prepared for it. So everything rolled out the way it was supposed to. And now when you're talking about 500 impacted restaurants or businesses getting money back or getting meals tax delinquencies erased or people with issues that are just coming up, getting those resolved, or just policies and procedures getting fixed so it doesn't happen to other people. Man, that's major. Like, that's more than we could, you know, we could ever imagine. But kind of in a way, we actually imagined that. You get what I'm saying? Right. Like we did. Right. Like we said, yo, this is going to be huge. And then we'll go from being known as the restaurant that spreads love to the restaurant that only not only spreads love, but use that love to make a change to better our city, better our community and ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I saw in the midst of all of this, it's sort of the way that life works sometimes, that you can have your greatest challenges at moments of like really wonderful heights of success, like where people are finally seeing the work that you've been doing on a local level really start to transcend. And I say this in regard to two things. One, you're recently being featured in CBS6's Super Bowl ad, but also having the great Tabitha Brown enjoying your incredible food. So how would you describe, you know, you have, on one hand, the scary situation where you and other businesses are rallying together, but on the other hand, you have, you know, a Super Bowl commercial and Tabitha Brown, who has a wonderful, positive platform, really in lockstep with a lot of what you all are doing, enjoying and endorsing your food. Samuel, how would you describe this season in the story of Philly Vegan?
It's the time that we're supposed to come out and show how grateful we are for even the challenges, because that's who what really makes us be who we are. So this season is a momentum. You know, it's a thing to ride a wave, is another become a wave. Mm-hmm. The wave that we are, unity. You know, people will be like, Philly Vegan is great, and we'll always be like, the community is. Philly Vegan is the community. And we want to show people that unity is powerful. Like, even before we had our business, that's what our nonprofit would do. We'd go out into the projects and show people, like, we're powerful when we come together. We can make anything work.
Right.
So now that we have this platform and people listen to us, then that's what we tell them. Like, look, it's you. It's you. Like, people like you, my brother, that support us and come eat the food. And then you support Philly Vegan and you support a movement of bringing people together. So when people can be included, you know what I'm saying? We're not excluded. We're even when you walk through the doors, it's an inclusive thing. So this is a beautiful time because, man, we included. You know, like, we got a big customer base is very diverse. You know, we'll be talking to a doctor, and we'll be talking to somebody that might be trapping, you know, they're just looking for a meal, or somebody that's homeless, or somebody that is a holistic healer, you know, or somebody that practices meditation. It's all kind of people that come through Philly Vegan. And the good thing is that they don't feel excluded, they feel included. It's a time where the stars are aligned, where everybody can come together. So our mission of bringing people together, you know, over food, is really bringing the people together over love. The food is just, it just plays a part in there. Because people love food, you know? People really love food.
Of course,
People really love food, my brother. Yeah. So, you know, with all of that being said, it's like, right now, you know, having all of those great things happen, it shows that, you know, transmutation, when you take something that is intended to harm you, and then you can change that into something that is intended to help you and others. And then you show people that, okay, this was hard, but not only did we overcome this, that now it's changing people's lives. And then don't say we, then say you can do it. You know, it's like, it's one thing to tell somebody something, it's another to show them. So we want to show the world that you have the power to be the change that you want to see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Talk to me a bit about the conversation around plant-based food and how you've seen that evolve. You know, thinking about, you know, there was once a time where someone imagining, you know, food as like delicious and as like comfort food oriented as Philly Vegan is not even existing. People would, you know, think like, oh, like you can't have delicious vegan food or delicious plant-based food. But we're here now, and it's a scene that's thriving. How have you, as someone who's a proprietor of this, have you seen the conversation around plant-based food evolve? Like, talking about most of your customers now being non-vegan rather than it being strictly to like a vegan or plant-based audience.
I mean, it's become a lot bigger. I mean, you can see they have vegan food chains out there. You know, that's what we aspire to be is a vegan food chain as well. But you didn't have that years ago. 10 years ago, there wasn't that. There wasn't these vegan food chains that are out there that are popping up all over the place. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to see all of this, you know, evolve and people start to move away from the narrative of, you know, dairy and meat, you know, I always say do what's best for you, you know, find what's best for you.
Right.
But I know as somebody that used to partake in dairy heavy, it produces a lot of mucus.
Oh, yeah.
It can do, you know, mucus is not good for your body. It's your body's way of saying that this should not be inside of me.
Right.
And I'm trying to get rid of that. So, you know, to see the evolution of where everything is going from, like, even from a business standpoint, like when we first started, we used to have to go get all of our plant-based meat from like Wegmans or Whole Foods. We'd have to drive around.
Right.
And then we finally got a deal through our US Foods. And then we started moving so much that they gave us Beyond Meat gave us a deal. And one of the regional managers came out like months ago, but we got a meeting with a new regional manager coming up in a couple of weeks that wants to do a new deal with us.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. Like that wasn't an option before. When we opened 3 years ago, you know, people are seeing that this stuff is really moving and that people are really wanting to have other options out there. And to be 100% vegan restaurant can be a little challenging. But if, you know, like I feel like before, like probably like 5 years ago, it'd be almost impossible to be 100% vegan restaurant, you know. But people, it's being exposed to more, like you go to your Kroger or you go to, you know, Wegmans or wherever store you go, they all got a vegan section now.
Right.
You know, and that didn't used to exist like that before. They didn't have all these vegan options. They didn't have all of these plant-based options. So to be able to see that evolve and people going to change, I'm excited about seeing what the next step is.
Absolutely. And folks, when Sam is saying that it's an entirely vegan restaurant, I'm talking about the ice cream.
Yeah.
Like obviously the cheese on the cheese steak, like everything. It's completely vegan. It's really remarkable. And like I can't emphasize this enough, the food tastes really great.
Yeah, speaking of that ice cream, people come around just to eat our, just people that come just to get our shakes. That's all they come to get. They don't even want any food. They just want a good milkshake that's not going to hurt their stomach. Gotcha. We make all of our ice cream in-house. A lot of people don't know that, but we make all our ice cream in-house. We make all of our sauces in-house. We make all of our spices, the seasonings, the way they're put together. That's all us. We got, you know, one of our owners is named Mama C. One of our biggest seasonings that we use is called Mama C seasoning. It's like an all-purpose seasoning.
Awesome.
And it is absolutely incredible. So one day we look forward to sharing those seasonings with the world as well.
Oh, for sure. I believe it. I totally believe it, man. Talk to me about a moment in this season that has made you feel grateful or in awe, like a sense of, you know, deep gratitude.
Yeah, I would say it had to be Tabitha Brown situation.
Come on.
Like, so Tabitha Brown, road manager, actually reached out to us back in November of last year.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then they were like, you know, we were interested in using you when Tabitha comes to tour next year and we'll keep you posted. And we're like, cool, you know. We don't know how it's gonna go. December of last year was really hard. December is our lowest sales month.
Sure.
And we were actually struggling. The city was giving us so much pushback. It was so stressful at that time. We just said, you know what, we're just going to keep doing pay what you can. Like we did like five that month just to raise our energy. We just like, man, we're just going to do pay what you can. If they come shut us down, we just going to give the city all this food, all this love. And then like, you know, to drop the video, it go viral. Us be on every news station like for weeks.
Right.
And then just create this change. And then Tabitha Brown's road manager, Hope, who is an incredible sister, hits us up and is like, you know what? We want to use y'all for when Tabitha comes and then us to work out, you know, the situation with her. So I'm going to tell you this. This is the vibe right here because I know I'm being a little long-winded, but I want to get to that point to show it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had a video conference with Hope. And she's telling us what they want, and we're telling her, you know, what we can, you know, offer. And when I'm explaining to her, I'm like, so we're a vegan restaurant. We're takeout only. You know, we don't do, like, these certain type of dishes. We're, like, into cheesesteaks. We like everything to be fresh. So we work out a menu with them, and then we're scheduled and slated to just drop off at, like, 2
when they're about to come, and Tabitha come eat some food, and then we leave and come back and drop off again.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But that's not how it worked. How it worked was when we came in, like the flow, again, it was really beautiful that day. We partnered with a whole bunch of businesses on purpose,
right,
to bring them along so they can experience this. And then we go, and the vibe is just so beautiful that they invite us to stay. So we don't even leave. So like only a couple of us leave, you know, throughout the day to go to the restaurant, which, right. Okay, let me tell you this part too. I forgot to tell you this part.
Uh-huh.
So another part that put me in awe was like, I told her, I said, so we're open on Tuesday through Saturday. I was like, Hope. So if this is like a Saturday or Friday, we're not going to be able to do it. We're just too busy on Fridays or Saturdays.
Right.
She said it's Sunday. I said, wow, Sundays is our, the one day we can do it. I said, that's our family day. I was like, it's dedicated to family, but what we'll do is, you know, we'll move some things around this day,
right,
to be able to do this for Tabitha because it's her 45th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So then fast forward again, like I said, we were invited to stay there. So it's her 45th birthday. We Philly vegan 9. 4 and 5 makes a 9. You get what
come
I'm saying?
On,
this divine alignment. Yeah. Excuse me.
All good, all good.
They happen to be there on the same day that we would have available. We happen to be able to do all of this stuff, incorporate all of these businesses, and it changed the businesses' lives. Lots of these businesses are thriving off their meeting from Tabitha.
Wow.
I was in awe when I sat there and thought about the fact that she, this is her birthday. We got to stay, sing happy birthday with her, like vibe with her, like, this is the only place that she had 2 shows. That's why she was there so long, where we got to spend,
right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, so when she came down, she had to do, you know, the first, when she did the introductory food tasting, they had to just keep taking her food back. But we got to hang out with her family and feed her whole family and team. Like, we had a long
wonderful
talk with her hairdresser, her makeup artist. They was just loving the food. Like, everybody was loving the vibe.
Yeah.
It was so natural and flowing. And I was in awe afterwards thinking, wow, we got to hang out with Tabitha Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the height she is now, Tabitha Brown 5 years ago is not where she's at right now.
No, no comparison.
You get what I'm saying? So like we're getting to hang out with Tabitha Brown right now. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Getting over this goal.
Yeah, I feel you.
The interesting part about all of that was that once we got to hang out with Tabitha Brown, they hit us up a couple of times. She started following us on Instagram, and they hit us up to tell us how much the food, like, they just still talking about it. They
right
ventured out to other cities, and their whole family still, like, her daughter go on our post talking about how she get hungry now.
Come on.
Just thinking about Philly Vegan. They told us that, Hope told us if they ever back near Richmond, they coming.
Right.
They coming to get some of this food. And it just shows, because when we were making it, when I was making all the cheesesteak products, man, I went into deep meditation, my good brother.
Mm-hmm.
I sat there and I was letting it cook. And I was thinking to myself, like, just put all this love in here. Like, we've been through so much. Like, put in this gratitude, you get what I'm saying? That appreciation
mm-hmm
into this food so that way they can feel it. And they did. And then we
yeah
felt it. And it was like the synergy and just everything moving around, man. We got to say, you know, we spent the whole day with Tabitha Brown on her 45th
yeah
birthday. Like, and then we got to go back stage and we
right
got to, you know, see her enjoy it, and we got to sing happy birthday to her. One of our tea partners from Love, shout out to Love THC,
yeah,
he got to do a spoken word for her. If you ever go to Love THC page, you'll
yeah
see the brother doing a spoken word for Tabitha Brown. Tabitha Brown went on there later on to talk about how that really touched her so much that she will never forget it. It was a really
come
powerful
on
spoken word he did for her. Like, all of these things is amazing. Like, the sister that made the cupcakes, like, her dream is to have, is to, you know, have Tabitha Brown eat her food. Tabitha Brown ate her cupcake and started dancing.
Come on.
It's something she will never forget.
Right.
You
know? Like, impact
for me,
lives.
For us, it's like what I was telling you about showing people unity. Now, like, when we come together, it's so much better. Like, we got the opportunity to, you know, cook for Tabitha Brown and be invited to do something special with Tabitha Brown. We could have just said, yo, Philly Vegan is about to shine. But nah,
right,
bro, the party more fun when you bring more people.
It is.
You know, let's have more people in this party, man.
Yeah.
And now all these people is excited and the energy of the city. My brother told me the other day, like, y'all got the whole city behind you.
There it is.
Like, man, we are the city. We the community, man. We just want to be a part of it and show people right. that when we work together, it's going to be a lot more fun. So, yeah, that put me in awe, like, thinking about, you know, Tabitha Brown and how all of these businesses, you know, got to do that. Like, she even, like, we have a video on our Instagram where it shows how the day went when we was all working together. And Tabitha Brown shared that. She shared the video, you know, and then people all over the world just seeing it. She got 4.4 million followers on Instagram. So people all over the world is getting exposed to these businesses in Richmond and finding out more about Richmond. Mm-hmm. And now they're like, wow, I want to go there and try this food. So we can bring more people here, you know, boost our economy, show that there's strength in numbers. It's just beautiful. So, yeah, I was in awe over that whole situation and how it played out for us.
That's it. You know, it's something you're talking about, it really fits into, you know, a core aspect of my theology and belief that, you know, love only grows, you know, like it's not something where it's some sort of like finite substance where you got to measure it out. I can give you a little bit, but the more you share love, the more love you have. And it's
what you're
talking about is exactly that, you know, like the fact that you didn't see this, y'all didn't see this as an opportunity just for Philly Vegan. You're like, how can I put everybody on? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, you mentioned my brother B Love, who I actually met doing a TEDx in Midlothian last year. His poetry is incredible. To your point, and just thinking about all the folks who this is just a dream for them. They're striving. They're working just as hard, but this is going to catalyze so much for them. And I think that's just an incredible demonstration of why we should prioritize love over anxiety, over fear, over all these things that constrict us. You know.
Yeah, it's the strongest magic in the universe, my brother. Strongest magic, like you said, it doesn't diminish. It doesn't go down. It goes up. Like it expands. It doesn't contract. But your love is like boom. Like you share it. You don't run out of it. It actually has more that comes to you.
That's right.
It's like a boomerang. It's an incredible thing. And then people like yourself being able to see that. You know, like you see it and you recognize it. And then, you know, it gives people hope to go out there and try it themselves. Try something different. The narrative is not to love each other. It's to take what you can get.
Right.
And then just hold on to it for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, we about to change that whole narrative, my brother.
As you should. So what would you say is your hope for the world in this particular moment? What's your hope for the world?
That's a good question. Like the hope for the world. I don't know. Like, I mean, I said I don't know is because I feel like everything happens the way that it's supposed to.
I hear that.
So, you know, and I'm not big on like wanting others to do certain things. I just want to show people what it's like, you know, like to show people what it's like to love yourself 100% and be you 100% and be okay with you 100%. And then, you know, from there, if that inspires someone else to be able to do something, then that's thumbs up for me.
Right.
So I think I would just want people to love themselves more and be okay with being themselves. Mm-hmm. I think that it's really hard to be yourself. Like everybody, like you, as soon as you turn on your phone, your TV is always trying to tell you to be somebody else. You know, you're watching people's lives and you're like, I want to be that person. It's okay to want to be like somebody, but, you know, love yourself first. And see who you are and how important you are and how much value you can add to this planet, this world, this society, this experience, this experiment, you know, and then and go from there. So I know us, you know, a lot of people, if they've never experienced Philly Vegan, we are unapologetically us. You know, we don't try to be anybody else. And you can be unapologetically you and be inclusive for others. That's what we want people to see is that you can be 100% you and not push people away. You can bring people in by being you. It's okay to be you. It's okay for people to accept you. Some people are not going to like you. You got to face the fact that not everybody's going to like you.
That's the real.
We face the fact that not everybody is going to enjoy our food. That's just straight up.
That's real.
Everybody is going to enjoy this food. Not everybody enjoys love. For real. So how everybody going to even enjoy our food if not everybody enjoys love? Right. But that means you don't have, you know, you still have the power to spread that and be you. So, yeah, I think just, you know, showing people how powerful you can be when you just embrace yourself and love yourself.
No question. So this next question is a question I ask all of our guests here. Mm-hmm. I want you to imagine that you're hosting a dinner and you can invite four guests. They can be dead or living. They can be fictional or they can be real people. Who are you bringing to dinner?
Oh, man. You know, these might be some strange people. I'm going to bring Ramana Maharshi. His book changed me when it came to meditation. It was a powerful book. I would bring him. He was an Indian sage. I would bring him. Man, I would bring, there's some powerful people out there. I would bring Marcus. Man, it's a hard one, man. Because I would want to bring Marcus Garvey and Malcolm X. Mm-hmm. But then it's going to take two of my seats.
Right, you right.
Know? I might have to just bring Marcus Garvey just because of how intelligent he is and how much of a great orator he was. Mm-hmm. And how his ability to unify people. I would like to bring people that unify, so that way I can get a better understanding of how they were able to unify so many people.
Right.
But yeah, that's another person I would bring. I would definitely bring who they call Buddha, just mm-hmm. to have an understanding of how were you able to do these things. You know, meditation is really important to me. I feel like one day later on in life, one of my goals is to, I know this might sound strange, is to literally walk out into the woods somewhere and just spend my time out there for however long. Wow. And just meditate and just figure it out. You know, something beyond A, B, and C.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to have that insight of how he was supposedly able to do that. And then, man, that fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so many people that have inspired me in so many different ways. It's really hard to put four people at a table
mm-hmm.
when it's so many people that have inspired me in so many ways. That last one, I'm going to just have to leave that up in the air. I feel like that one, whoever was supposed to appear would appear. Like, okay. can I have something like a teleportation or a portal where it just, they can pop up? I just hit the button and let the random pop up person that's supposed to be there.
Sounds like a plan.
For real, brother. Cause man, I know the right person will pop up. It's so many sisters out there that have inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many brothers. There's so many people all across the world that have not, that stood up, you know. And we've been saying this a lot lately, something that MLK said. He said that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
Right, right.
You know, I think the people that stand up for justice, you know, and say, you know, it's bigger than just color. Justice, like
right.
justice, like equity, like when you stand up for that, it brings people together no matter the color.
No question.
Because it's for everybody. So I feel like I hit that button on that portal, they're going to be like, boom, they come down and they'll be like, I'm the one. They might not even be from this planet, bro.
That's funny. You know, what you're saying reminds me of that saying, when the students are ready, the teacher will appear. You know what I mean?
I had this dream many years ago where it was like a dream, but not like a dream where I was, I know, just getting off topic a little bit, but it was an interesting dream. I thought I got up off the bed and I went into the kitchen and I went and I laid back down on the bed. And when I did, I found myself going through like this hole. It was like this hole in mm-hmm. Antarctica, and we were digging through it. And we dug through this hole, and this was like 8 or 9 years ago. Anyway, we dug right. through this hole, and when we came out under the hole, it was just like that movie recently that came out with King Kong when he went into world. And that's what happened in my dream. The world flipped upside down. We were in the ground, and when we came out, we were standing up. Yeah. And there was these teachers there. And it was this, and I was in this class, and they said I was in this class for the masters, and the masters were there teaching, and one of them was in the shape of a like kind of like a monkey, right?
Okay.
And he was the head teacher, and he was small, but he was super intelligent, and I kept getting all the lessons wrong. I mean, all of them wrong. Kept getting them all wrong.
Yeah.
And he said the reason is because every time he was trying to give me a lesson from here to there.
Mm-hmm.
I would always draw these lines all over the place.
He said, I'm trying to teach you how to draw a straight line, and you always want to go all over the place.
Right.
So, you know, like you said, the teacher will appear. When I woke up from that dream, it changed the way my perspective on everything. Like I said, it was a dream, a wonder dream. When I woke up, I understood what my mission was. Mm-hmm. I was making it too hard to spread love. We was in the community doing work then, but I was making it too hard. Like, it would be people that we would have meetings, you know, and people would come out and we'd have a big group. And then the next week, it wouldn't be that many. And then I would be a little upset inside, like, and a little hurt. Like, these people don't realize how important it is to do it. But then that dream taught me that don't try to place people in places that they're not supposed to be, because right. they might mess you up or you might mess them up. Learn to be able to flow across that straight line and be in that divine flow and stop trying to force everything. Let people be who they are, so that way you can be who you're supposed to be.
I hear that, man. I hear
that. So, right, the teachers always appear. They always appear. They always appear.
No question. You know, so we know that the hours you said are what is it again, Tuesday to Saturday?
Yeah, 11:30 to 8. Tuesday through Thursday, 11:30 to 9 on Fridays, and 12 to 9 on Saturdays.
Awesome. And if we want to follow you on social media, the best place to go is on Instagram at @PhillyVegan9. Is that correct?
Philly_vegan_9. Right. Same thing on Facebook. We have a website, which is PhillyVegan9.com. Mm-hmm. You can connect with us there. If you want to email us, it's PhillyVeganFood9.
Awesome. But this has been
go to the website and get you one of these Philly Vegan Justice t-shirts. Oh, there it is. Everybody rocking them. You know, it's funny too, because we haven't announced it, but when people come in with their Philly Vegan shirt on, the Justice one, we give them free food all the time. So if you buy you one of these Philly Vegan Justice t-shirts and then you come to Philly Vegan, oh, somebody gonna hook you up with something.
There it is. Hook you up with something. Y'all heard it here first. Get your Philly Vegan Justice shirt and then get blessed with some wonderful food. It's that simple.
Yeah. And then I also want to give a shout out to all of our partners. So we wanted to be a hub for other black owned businesses, which we are. So we have Love THC with the teas. We have Breezy Lemonade, which is black owned and youth owned, that are in there. They're all across the city. I think Main Street, they're in the Science Museum. They're in the Children's Museum. They're all across the city. We have Green Temple. Our latest partnership is with Green Temple Vegan. And that's where we get our oatmeal cream pies through. And our first week of having them, we sold out by Thursday. We didn't know it was going to take off like that. Then we had to order more. And then the next week, we sold out before the middle of Saturday. So the amount of these oatmeal cream pies that are moving are incredible. So now we are a hub for black-owned businesses. You can come into one spot and support four different ones if you choose to.
That's remarkable. That is remarkable.
Yeah, man. Now, I mean, like, that's providing funds to other people's families. You know, exactly. Our family's growing. Their families are growing, and it's a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah, exactly. It's changing people's circumstances, the situations. I hear it, man.
I say.
I hear it. Absolutely. So y'all know what it is. Thank you so much for watching. For listening, as always, you can catch us on YouTube, baddestchaplain.substack.com, Spotify, Apple, any and everywhere you get podcasts. Please support Philly Vegan. Wonderful, wonderful place. Brother, thank you so much for your time. It's been a great
time. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm glad we were able to work it out. I know we've been trying to work this out for some time now, so I'm glad we were able to work it out together.
Yeah, it happened
exactly. Thank you for being patient.
Of course, it happened exactly what's supposed to happen. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's how it always moves, my good brother. Exactly when it's supposed to happen.
For sure, for sure. Until next time, y'all be blessed, all right? Take care, everyone.
Peace.